Well, if you were going to, in February of 2012, gather all the reporters at spring training, get them on the field in the bright sunshine, and you walk out there and you are so defiant and you are so convincing that you did nothing wrong, nothing has ever entered your system, you would never put that stuff in your body, you're going to throw everybody under the bus. You're going to throw the sample handler under the bus and accuse him of X, Y, and Z. If you are going to do that and do it in front of the cameras, do it in front of the world and let ESPN go nuts with that video coverage, you better have done the same thing with this apology. But he chose not to. He chose to release it in a letter form, 940 plus words.
Yeah.
He chose to do this because he doesn't want to face the questions. He doesn't want to get in front of the cameras and look non-sincere. I don't think this 940-page, 40-word manifesto is sincere. I think he did it because he felt he had to do it. His PR people said, nope, you have to do it. Let's make it nice and lengthy so people can really understand what you were going through. And we'll share a couple bits and pieces of the statement after, you know, this last fan reaction soundbite. But I just think he did it because he didn't want to look insincere. And ultimately, I think Ryan Braun is so self-righteous that he still doesn't really think he did anything that terrible.
That may be the case. Do you think also, though, maybe he was advised then not to do anything in front of the media because of these other allegations around about his days back in Miami and what he did with the other guy that's now?
Oh, that could be, yeah, because because reporters would ask.
Yeah, they'd ask.
Well, what about your former friend, this Ralph guy? Yeah. And what about these cheating allegations on all these women and your current fiance? What do you say about that? Maybe he didn't want to field those questions.
Yeah.
But a simple, well, that's not what I'm here to discuss. Let's keep it to this, this, and this. And I think you move forward. But he chose not to do it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. I would have much rather had the in-person response as well. We'll see if that's coming down the road. I think he still does have to do that. Just depends when he does. However, this first step has not convinced too many people. This gentleman said, you know, once someone lies to you, how can you trust them in the future?
When you're in a trial and you lie once, the judge can instruct the jury that if you lie once about one thing, you can make the conclusion that they may lie about other things. So he's already lied to us, so I don't trust him.
So that's the situation. So at least initially, the letter hasn't really changed too many minds. And these are, again, Milwaukee Brewer fans that are upset with him. I can imagine what the general public is saying.
He's got a long ways to go, and probably over time, and this happens in sports time and time again, when players screw up, no matter what they do, as long as it's not murder and things like that, like an Aaron Hernandez is dealing with, most fans will forgive. At some point, if you are a top-notch player like Ryan Braun is...
Yep, especially if you're productive. Yeah, that's key.
And if he comes back and he continues to hit 300 and hit 30 home runs and drive in over 100 RBIs and play an effective left field, fans over time are going to forgive. There's already Ryan Braun apologists, and that's fine. If you want to buy in and believe in Ryan Braun, that's fine.
Right.
I'm not among you. I think it's pretty obvious my dislike for this human being now. It just is.
Yeah.
I just, because I fully invested and got behind him in February of 2012 and bought into what he was saying. In the back of my mind, and I had said it on the air, I still believe he did something wrong, but he came out so adamantly, okay, then there's part of you that doubts your own doubt. Because if a man is going to come out and convincingly say the things that he said, I think it's human nature to start softening your stance and buying into it. Because if he's that convinced and he can prevent such a convincing argument, okay, then maybe I was looking at this the wrong way. But it turns out we weren't looking at it the wrong way.
No, we weren't.
And he's just a really good liar. And eventually, when you lie, you're going to get caught. You're going to get backed into a corner. The evidence is going to be right in your face, and you're going to have to face up to it, which he is now doing. But not because he wants to. Not because it was his decision to come clean, because MLB caught him. And MLB had him dead to rights. And
you mean you don't buy that his mind was clouded?
No. No. Come on. Do I think he's got a bit of a distorted view of reality? Sure, but I think a lot of celebrity athletes do, because we put them on these pedestals, we build them up so high that they start to believe the hype.
Yeah.
And they buy into, well, I'm like a god out here. What could I do wrong? Oh, please. Whatever I do, I'll be forgiven. I'll still make $100 million. I'll still be with the Brewers till 2020. Who cares? I think that's his
attitude.
And that's
part of the sad statement, too, because, I mean, if that is his attitude, then, again, you even have less respect for him as a person. And then, like I said, number two, unfortunately, the Brewers are kind of stuck in the situation now because of what they thought was a contract that was to their benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
So his apology letter is posted at the ZB blog at WTAQ.com if you haven't read that. Also, his email out to the Brewers
yes.
fans who are on the emailing list. That's posted at the ZV blog at WTAQ.com. Just quickly, he says, I deeply regret many of the things I said at the press conference. This is referring back to 2012. At that time, I still didn't want to believe that I had used a banned substance. I think a combination of feeling self-righteous and having a lot of unjustified anger led me to react the way I did. I felt wronged. I felt attacked. But looking back now, I was the one who was wrong. Unjustified anger. You knew you were wrong. Mm-hmm. Who are you angry with? You should be angry with yourself.
Well, I think he was angry over the fact that, you know, there is in the agreements, this was not supposed to be leaked. It was, shouldn't have been public until he officially was found guilty.
He says, here's what happened. During the latter part of the 2011 season, I was dealing with a nagging injury. I turned to products for a short period of time that I shouldn't have used. You know what? You don't have to throw in short period of time.
I know. That they always throw that in like.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Now, you make an excuse, oh, it was a nagging injury, oh, it was a short period of time. The products were a cream and a lozenge, which I was told could help expedite my rehabilitation.
Yes.
It was a huge mistake for which I am deeply ashamed, and I compounded the situation by not admitting my mistakes immediately. That, you know what? That could have been your entire statement.
That could have been.
And
yep.
just leave it there. But then he goes on to talk about a clouded vision of reality, saying I'm just starting the process of trying to understand why I responded the way I did, as if he needs therapy because of his actions.
Are we going to get an announcement that he's going into therapy?
Then he keeps talking about how he convinced himself that he had done nothing wrong. I convinced myself. And it wasn't until after my interview with MLB in late June of this year that I realized that it was time for me to come to grips with the truth. I don't need any of that. Just say, here's what I did. I had an injury. I took some stuff I shouldn't have taken. I know I shouldn't have taken it. I lied to you. I admit my mistakes. I apologize. I know my words can't erase all the bad feelings, but I'm going to work my butt off from here on out to help get you back on my side. And if it never happens, that's fine. It's justified. But I hope that at least some of the Milwaukee Brewer fans will accept me again.
It's too bad you're not on
and
his team,
it.
One of his handlers. That would have been an easier way to handle it.
Just be done with
yeah.
it. But he goes on and on and on and on. It's like, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop, because this letter itself is just, it's self-righteous. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I don't like the way he handled it. I don't like it in 2012. I don't like it now in 2013.